get this done.
Let's get this
son.
Let's get this done.
I think I like it with a sun at the end.
Let's get this done, son.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's funny to say son, but it's really embarrassing.
No, you say it all the time.
I know, but I don't want to.
Well, you should want to because it's amazing.
I don't know if I like it. It's a habit I picked up from someone.
I'm into it. I'm feeling it. Into it.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What's up, girl?
Welcome to our hit show. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
We have an announcement.
Should I announce the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Friday, October 10th, 7 Second Delay is hosting their Almost Amateur Hour. They're returning to the stage for a live taping of the first 7 Second Delay Almost Amateur Hour, and they're looking for performers to perform for 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
That's all they get?
That's all they get. There's a huge stable of celebrity judges.
And we know who two of them are.
Us.
That's freaking right. And we know how good, at least I am, at judging people.
You're really good at judging people.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michelle.
I like everyone. I'm going to vote for everyone.
That's not so true.
I like everyone or no one.
Yeah, but so do I.
You like no one.
That's not true. I kind of like you.
That's true. The judges pick their winners, and then the performers get to pick their favorite judge.
So essentially everybody's getting judged. And listen, money's on me for winning best judge.
I want to win best judge.
I'm wearing something slutty.
You always do. Doors at 7:30, show at 8.
I do?
Tickets $5 at the door. It's going to be a super good time. So if you guys haven't come and hung out at Monty Hall yet, please do.
I think it's like BYOB, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's at 7:30.
October 10th. Wait, I thought it was at 8.
He said 8.
What does the paper say?
Says 7:30.
That's just because they want people to get here, but they're not recording till 8.
The show's at 8.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you there.
And chances are I'll be wasted by then.
And that's our meetup?
No.
Oh.
We're still working the details of the October meetup out.
Ugh.
But we'll let you guys know.
Rawr.
We're
arg.
Should I? No. We'll talk to Ken. We'll talk to Ken.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
So someone emailed me and was like, come on, Michelle.
Yeah, come on,
a
Michelle.
A listener was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a little true.
My friend Michael, who listens to the show.
I understand what Michael means.
Last time I had a panic attack and vomited.
It's true, you did. You did. Those things did happen. So I could see why you don't want to do it.
But I still looked really nice in the pictures, and I was smiling, and it looked like I was almost having fun.
So you can't just fake it again?
Well, I thought I was doing a good job of faking it, and then Ken said I looked miserable.
Yeah, but Ken knows you. I don't think people who don't know you know you were miserable.
Do you think they did or didn't?
Did not. What? Hold on. I don't think that people who don't know you knew you were miserable.
Hmm.
I had a vodka.
Tonight?
This is my second, and I'm on my diet, so I can't have gluten, so I get drunk really fast.
Yeah, except you were shoving chips in your mouth like there was no tomorrow.
They were gluten. Gluten-free.
They were gluten.
I mean, gluten-free. I mean, I shouldn't have been eating them because they were corn. I'm not allowed to have corn, but, you know, a girl's got to live somehow.
Whoa, stop yelling at me. What's the topic?
I don't know how to say it.
Suck an egg.
Eat a bag of D.
Go suck an egg. Lick my hand.
That's so weird.
No, smell my hand. She says, smell my hand. This girl at work. In front of my boss and everyone, and we all looked at her and we're like,
what does that even mean?
What the hell kind of insult is that? And she was like, I made it up. It's like, whatever, smell my hand. I'm going to go live my life. I'm going to go do my thing.
You can sit there and smell my hand.
And we were like, smell your hand.
It says more about her than it does about you guys.
It's so funny.
Okay, so this smell my hand was Michelle's inspiration for tonight's show. But the problem is that we can't figure out a way to pose the question. But essentially, I guess what we're looking for is...
weird insults.
Like stupid slash funny slash weird insults. Like eat a bag of D. Like who made that up?
Suck an egg. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'd slap your face, but I don't want to get bitch on it?
What? Where'd you get that one?
I sent it to you this week.
Oh, I didn't get that?
Yeah, I was like, I'd slap your face, but I don't want to get bitch on it. Ooh, on my hand. Good. Or something.
Ooh, that's good.
So weird.
All right, so we want insults like that, and we don't really know how to say them, so we're just explaining instead.
Go like a rat.
That's gross. 201-209-9368. We want your weird insults that don't make any sense, I guess, is the way to put it. Matt W. is saying that his parents, was it his mom, says...
Can you say this?
Go suck a fart. Or something really gross like that, that I don't ever want to do as long as I live. You guys can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on that little tiny playlist link.
Little tiny.
It's pretty little and tiny.
That's untrue.
Ooh, that's a good insult. It's like the one that my mom made me say to those kids in sixth grade.
You have nothing.
You have nothing in your pants. Like, what?
Well, you know what that means.
Yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with anything that was happening. It was just like a random thing she told me to say.
Congested? I've been Afrinning this week, and it is nice.
What's Afrin? Like that spray?
It's steroids. It's bad for me. You, but it clears up my congestion.
It, like, dries it up too much, though, no?
Mm, it worked for me. I could breathe again.
Ooh! Actually, someone just gave us a good topic idea.
What is it?
Things that smell so bad you have to smell them again. Oh, I like it. Okay, let's do this, right?
Yeah, let's get this done.
Shall we?
Let's get this done.
Son. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up, ladies? How's it going?
What's up, brother?
Chilling, chilling.
True,
all right,
true.
I don't know if it qualifies, but this is one that always stuck with me for a while. So back in the day, we were like in grammar school, and we were at the library, and we were looking some stuff up on the encyclopedia, and my boy finds a picture of like this gorilla. And it looked exactly like another one of my friend's mom.
So
he keeps that in his back pocket. And a couple years later, my friend, the one that was with me when we found that picture, the other one is like bashing him. He's like, oh, you're a jerk, blah, 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 whatever. So he's like, you know what? Well, at least my mom doesn't look like a gorilla from the Encyclopedia Britannica. And the kid just stayed shut. He was like, oh. So that's one that just stuck with me for a long time.
Wait, because he knew it, that his friend was right? Like, she really...
She looked like a gorilla.
Speechless. Mic drop. That's my new favorite thing to say.
Mic drop?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know where I got it from, but I like it. It's like when you drop a good, like, joke or a good wisdom bomb, you're like, mic drop. Like, what you told me before we walked in here, that was a mic drop.
Mm.
They'll never know what it is, though, will they?
They won't.
All right, thank you, buddy. What's your name?
Tito.
Tito?
Yeah.
That's my favorite vodka.
Yeah, it is good.
Classy. Have a good one, Tito.
You too. See you later.
See you later. See you later, buddy. I think the show's better when I'm drunk. Is that messed up?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's true. I loosen up. I have a little more fun.
Yeah. I mean, last time when we had a bad show, someone was like, are you not drinking?
And they knew. But also, we just didn't want to be here.
I can have fun either way.
I mean, it was pretty... Everyone who heard it last week was like, you guys did not want to be there. And I'm like, yeah, it happens.
We weren't feeling... I wasn't feeling...
I just wasn't feeling it.
And that's an excuse, but...
But it's true. You know?
But, you know...
I mean, even Beyonce has off days.
Still, though, we have a responsibility. And it's a privilege to be here.
Well, considering that 50 out of 52 shows are amazing, I think we're pretty good.
All right.
(201) 209-9368. Tonight we want to hear stupid insults, funny insults, weird insults. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. Oh, we didn't say our names, did we? I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Johnny Muller. Hey,
your drawing this week was awesome.
Yeah, by the way.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, loved it. Was really good. We're going to post it later.
Yeah, I don't send them as frequently, but the ones I send, I try and make them good. I got one. I'm not sure if it really applies. It's not a saying really. It's more like something I did.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of gross.
Okay.
All right, but also, it's actually one of my proudest moments in college.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so I was in the library. I always go to the library to do work, and, you know, it was my favorite place, and I took it real seriously. I would, you know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, all right, so I'm there, and there's not a lot of room. The tables are really crowded. They're communal tables, so I'm sitting there. There are these two girls, and they're, like, chewing the ice from their stupid Starbucks drinks or something. They're being really loud and obnoxious. And I don't really have, I guess I'm not assertive enough to say, oh, would you please not do that or whatever. So I was having really, really bad gas all day.
Oh, like, no.
It was so bad. It, like, garbage. It smelled just awful. And so I decided I'm just going to let one rip right here.
Oh, my God, I love you so hard.
But there's no room. Like, we're right next to each other. And I let it go. And they start to, like, react. And one of them's kind of giggling and, like, they're gagging and they're saying how bad it smells. And they know I did it, but I won't say anything. And I don't bring my head up from the table. I just keep working. And so I was able to kind of wield that awkwardness into, like, some kind of power. And I said, you know, that's what you get. You're going to have to smell that because you were being rude and inconsiderate. And that's what you get.
Did they move?
No, I like, stewed in it for, like, 20 seconds. And then I just kind of got up and I kind of looked at them and I walked away.
Oh, my God. Johnny Mueller wins.
It was my proudest memory of my 3 years there.
I mean,
there.
Honestly, I am so proud of you.
It was great. I had this, like, sick adrenaline rush. It was so gross. You have no idea how bad it smelled. I just sat there. I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to breathe it in, too. That's how much I hate what you're doing. That's what I did. It was great.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Johnny Mueller, you're on the list.
All right, and that's kind of like suck a fart, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah. All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
One time my sister held me down and my brother farted in my face. We should have a show about
farting.
Farts.
People love farting. Jokes,
I mean,
and...
Yeah. That was so... It wasn't totally on topic, but it was... I guess it was a physical version.
It was an insult.
Yeah, physical version.
Yeah.
Physical, yeah. Oh, man. I can just see it.
I can totally see it. And it's funny.
It's really funny.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, when you deal with insults, you have to, like, go outside of English because they get so much better. Like, in Chinese, they say, "County Zuzong Shiba Dai," which means I have sex with the previous 18 generations of your family.
Ooh, I like that. Where'd you learn that? In China?
No.
Where?
On the internet.
Just some Chinese people.
Some girlfriends?
Haha, no.
Haha.
Wait, you don't date Chinese girls?
Oh, I haven't.
Who is this? Is it King Dean?
No.
What's your name?
This is King Dean.
Oh, it is King Dean.
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
I will.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of talk about a whole category of dumb insults.
All right,
like
let's hear it.
The name insult, where it's just like, call you a Sally or a Harvey or something like that.
What?
You know?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, if someone calls you a Sally, it's like you're like a dumb girl, right? Is that what that means?
I thought it was because you were a wimp.
Oh. Oh, if you call a boy a Sally?
Wait, what's the other one then?
I just had a friend when I was young, he'd be like, he just, when he got frustrated with you, he would call you Harvey.
What?
Like, come on, Harvey.
Like, what does that even mean?
A good name to say mad,
I think. What does
that
mean?
I like it. I have no idea. It's weird.
It's so weird. I kind of want to Google it. Do you think it's like a real insult?
Is it a real insult or did he make it up?
I don't know. He's kind of a trendsetter. You know, like in high school, he would just make up things like sound effects. He would just say like, "Whoosh." It meant, like...
It would catch on.
You suck. He would say, like... So if you just be like, "Ooh," it meant, like, "Oh, you're being lame," or "Get right out of here, you suck." You just make that sound effect.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, it's like O-O-S-E.
Oh, I was thinking of it more as wuss.
It is, but you take, you just...
Oh, but you're saying it... Oh, I got you. Ooh. You don't have to explain it, I got you. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
That was good. Robin on the comments board says, I like ass clown. List. Have you ever called someone that?
No.
I'm going to start calling people that. What an ass clown. Ass clown. My favorite lately has been idiot, but you have to say it like this.
You're an
idiot.
That's a good one. I like calling people baby bitches.
Baby bitches?
I say you're being such a baby bitch right now.
I don't like it. We've been trying to use the word moron at work more often. I like that one. What a moron.
Moron.
Right? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I think I have a weird insult. I'm not sure. It's kind of macabre at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so my mother was a crackhead when I was a kid, and that gives you a certain type of appearance. One of her friends discovered meth and kind of messed up her appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of calling her by her given name, which was Karen, they started to call her Burnt Squirrel. Because of how dark her hands, lips, and face got.
That's so dark.
That is so messed up.
That is so messed up. I can't even laugh
over. Did her appearance really change that much?
It was really, really quick. I don't know.
Faces of Meth, have you ever been on that website?
Oh my god, it's like the greatest website. I mean, you know what I mean.
It was like that. You could definitely tell, like within the first, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, because, of course, you know, she brings these people around her kids. You can see that she was different, and she lost a lot of weight. And it's not like she was a really big woman before, but she was almost skeletal by, like, the end of 2 or 3 months.
That's sad.
Wait, the end of 2 or 3 months or the end of 2 or 3 weeks?
The end of 2 or 3 months, because I guess meth is a better high than crack, so she, like, quit the crack to exclusively do meth. And
why, you can't do both?
You know, I don't know.
I hope she eventually got better.
Why can't you do both? Do they, like...
Uppers?
I don't know. I don't even... Like, I have no idea. Are they both uppers? Is crack an upper?
I think crack is an upper.
I know meth is.
So, maybe she just didn't want to be up 24/7? Maybe it was too expensive?
What's cheaper, meth or crack?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's cheaper, meth or crack?
I guess it depends on where you're going. I guess it's like a regional thing. Like maybe New York crack.
Oh, maybe.
So much, and New Jersey crack is so much. I don't know.
This is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Burnt Squirrel.
All right, Burnt Squirrel. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What's your name, sister?
My name?
You can give me a fake name. You can give me a fake name if you want.
No, I'll give you my government name. It's Janessa.
Janessa. I love that name.
Me too.
All right, thanks for calling.
I found you guys because my husband is Nick the Milkman, and he listens to you all the time. And hearing you wanted a weird insult is like, I know my really messed up childhood will pay off for this.
Wait, I think I just sent him a T-shirt, like, not too long ago.
Yeah, and he was super geeked.
All right, you're on the list, so you might win one now. Listen at the end of the hour. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay.
All right, have a good one, Janessa.
Take it easy.
You too.
I have all these questions about crack and meth now.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, I just really want to know a lot about them and why people don't do them together and what's the difference between the two and what's cheaper and what's more expensive.
I feel like meth, you're high for longer, but the crack high is probably better.
The crack high is like a real... crack do not look like the people who do meth.
They don't.
Dale's on the comments board says... Did she just say, I'll give you my government name? Which she did, and it made me love her even more than I already did.
She
I think
rules.
I love her.
Yeah, she rules.
Yeah, she might be one of my faves. One of my new faves. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight we're talking about, I guess, stupid, funny, weird, I don't know, insults. Insults that crack you up, basically.
Burnt squirrel.
Yeah. Sorry, my nose is all stuffy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Kale.
Hey, Kale.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm not bad. I'm just learning about drugs off you guys. Or not learning very much, I guess.
Glad we're doing service.
Yep. I think crack would have to be an upper, though, because it's like made from cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. But I don't know if it has some meaning that I don't actually know, but I always kind of like to get bent as an insult.
I love that one.
I like get bent.
Get bent.
Yeah.
I don't know if it
does mean anything. But.
I think we should use it.
Yeah. Get bent is good.
That's Kale, good. You're on the list.
Oh, sweet. I think it was probably kind of racist, but when I was a kid, my dad used to call people scum-sucking pygmies a lot. Like, I don't know where that came from.
Scum-sucking what?
Pygmies, like the tiny people in either Africa or South America. I don't remember where they live.
Yeah, that's probably racist.
It seems a little racist.
But get bent isn't.
Hopefully. Secret connotation, I don't know.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Everyone's saying crack is more expensive because it's coke, which, yeah, I guess that's common sense. I guess I should have thought about that. And then Robin said... Arrowid, Frangry, Arrowid. Michelle will know what this is. E-R-O-W-I-D. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
She's shaking her head.
Call us and tell us about weird insults.
Bevo says, if Disney this is his weird, I don't think he's saying this to us because we're awesome, but I think he's just saying this as an insult. If Disney made a movie about you, they'd call it Dumb Bitch. Like Dumbo? Come on, it's funny.
I think he's saying that about us.
No, he's not. He loves us. Oh. He donates.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he donated to us, but he donates to FMU.
I'm taking the Bennett thing personally.
That he's gone?
Yeah.
Why?
I was thinking about it today.
But he was on he's all over Facebook. Maybe he just can't call.
All right.
You better watch it. Oh, arrowid.org is a website that tells you everything about drugs.
Oh.
Awesome. I'm going to read it tonight.
It's funny that she thought I'd know it.
That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to, like, get in my bed, eat some food, and read that website. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Burnt Possum.
What's up, burnt possum? Is that your insult?
That burnt squirrel thing is interesting.
Oh, very fun.
I just watched a documentary on meth and whatever. Meth's made from like Sudafed. It's all amazing. There's some idiots making a bathtub somewhere in the Midwest, and it lasts a lot longer. And as far as I understand, it costs more money because you're higher longer. But it also rots your skin.
It's all cheaper.
The fun stuff that goes along with speed.
Apparently, it's cheaper.
I think crack is more
But listen, when it comes to like names, it's funny. I always found interesting. In my gay friend community, my friends that are gay, they when they get mad at each other, they don't call themselves fags. They call themselves Mary.
I've heard that before.
Like the name?
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it? I don't know. I always found that interesting. But personally, what really offends me when someone calls me a jerk. Really, that's simple. Jerk, and it's how they say it. It's their demeanor, it's everything.
That's my favorite insult.
Why does it bother you so much?
I don't know. Something must have happened as a child. I'm not quite sure.
Drama.
That's my favorite insult.
It is?
Like, you're a real jerk.
People
it's like,
are
I just
freaking
take it
jerks.
So personal.
Aw.
But listen, I love the show.
Thank you.
I have been listening to you guys on and off for quite some time. My real name is the 12-ounce mouse. I'll be calling in constantly, so get ready to listen to my silliness.
We can't wait. All right.
All right. Love you guys. Take care.
Have
right.
a good
Bye-bye.
One.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, crack is probably cheaper than meth.
What?
Meth, you got to buy a bunch of ingredients and cook them together. All
yeah,
crack
but
is,
on the
is
street.
Cocaine with, like, baking soda, and then you boil them together. So you kind of get... You buy coke for however much, cut it down, and resell it, and make profit like that. Meth, you got to buy a whole ton of chemicals and cook them up and probably get caught by the cops because it smells real bad. And Arrowid is a drug form online where you get all this information from.
Noted. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So I have an insult, and it's kind of not super weird, but it's very situational. Does that count?
Sure.
Okay. So I actually have a radio show at my college, and during the state fair this year, it's like this huge thing in Minnesota. Me and my friend were walking around, and we passed a couple radio station booths, and I was like, you know, you've listened to my radio show before. Like, do you think I have a good voice for radio? And my friend just looks at me and says, well, you definitely don't have a face for TV.
Oh!
I know! Isn't that rude?
I like it. We don't either, so we understand your pain.
Speak for yourself.
I know. It's like, well, I guess I can hide myself behind the microphone, but geez.
You know, sometimes it's better that way.
Tell her she's a jerk and to go suck an egg.
Tell her to get bent.
Right, yeah, now. Tell her to get bent.
What an ass clown.
He is an ass clown. Ass butt.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is stupid, funny, weird insults, as long as they make us laugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
It's not like I don't think of you two every single day.
Whatever, Bennett. Michelle's very upset.
Now that I have him back, I don't want him anymore.
Oh, that's the way it works.
Don't be like that, please.
That's the way it works, buddy.
Hey, you She's know, when I it. When Michelle, when you said that, the Bennett thing, I was so sweet, I almost cried. So, please, have me back.
Right. Now she's not into me. Girls, they're so complicated.
Well, there's nothing a couple of black roses can't solve.
Whatever. Oh. Whatever.
Whatever. No, I'm gonna be over there for the 7 second delay thing.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Michelle and I are two of the 25 celebrity judges, just so you know.
There are 25 celebrity judges?
In case you were ever wondering whether Michelle and I were celebrity judges at one point or another, we will be on October 10th.
Gotta go home and add it to my resume.
I'm gonna put
Special
it on my
skills.
Calendar. That's right. Celebrity judging.
Well, maybe I'll email Ken and tell him that I want to be a contestant.
You should.
You should.
Something fun to do.
Oh, but we're not rigging the contest.
Yeah.
So don't think we're going to give you any special treatment.
Even if I write a song for you two?
We'll laugh.
It'll be funny if I did. yeah, so anyway, I've been busy. I'm sorry. I haven't been around.
Oh, he's busy.
Yeah,
he met us, and now
he's busy.
I've
been going out on Friday
busy.
Nights because I started a new job, and I have these new coworkers, and they all go out Friday nights. So.
A new teaching job?
Yeah, I started working in a new school. So
well, you should tell your little friends at the school on Friday nights that you have to listen to a radio show, and they're welcome to listen with you.
And if they're not interested, I'll just go in a corner with my headphones on.
Exactly.
That'll be good.
All right, so, Bennett.
I do have one. I had this girlfriend once, and I said to her, we were visiting her mom in North Dakota, and I said, you know, your mom, you know, she's like, she's not that swift or something like that. She goes, I know, she's a real doorknob, but she means well.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. She called her a doorknob.
I've heard people get called knobs before.
Really? And doorknob.
But not doorknob.
But I liked it. I thought, like, you know, kind of person who's, like, not all there or not really with it, a doorknob.
That's kind of weird. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that one stuck. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. That's all I have for that. But I miss you, too, so I'm going to see you soon.
All right, cool. See you soon, Bennett.
Have all a good one.
You, too.
Bye. Wait, there's one on here. Oh, Carmichael on the comments board says, my brother told me to rotate. I was confused.
Is that like sit and spin?
I don't know.
Sit and spin's funny.
What's sit and spin?
People say that, don't they?
What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but it's an insult. Sit and spin. Oh, because they go like this. Sit and spin. They
oh,
give you the
on
finger.
The middle finger.
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
I get it now. Dumb as a doornail. I like when people say, she's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Right? Yeah, like that.
She's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
She's got a few screws loose. Basically, any insult that has to do with a tool
is funny.
Yeah.
I do like it when people call other people tools.
Yeah, that one's good, too. What a tool.
That's so mean. I wouldn't want to be called a tool. Or a wet blanket.
Oh, that one's... That's nobody just mean. Who wants to be a wet blanket?
Sometimes I'm scared I'm a wet blanket.
Nobody.
Sometimes I'm really scared that people are going to be like, that Michelle, she's such a wet blanket.
What about just a damp one?
Damp?
A damp blanket?
No, I want to be a dry blanket.
I don't want to be a blanket. I want to be like a really strong piece of wood.
I want to be a cloud.
That's so weird. I want to be steel.
Did you see the rainbow yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it.
Jeez. What a rainbow.
That was a nice rainbow. It was pretty thick, that rainbow. I'm not trying to be nasty. It kind of was pretty. It was like a serious rainbow.
That rainbow was
wasn't like no sliver. No. It was like a major.
When I turned around out loud, I was like, a rainbow! on the street with no one.
It was like a major situation, that rainbow.
And everyone was taking pictures.
I know, that's why I didn't take one, because I was like, I don't want to be one of those idiots.
Idiots.
I don't want to be one of those ass clowns.
That rainbow was my friend, I think.
One of those burnt squirrels.
A rainbow.
That rainbow needs to get bent.
That rainbow was my friend.
You're a couple sandwiches short of a picnic.
You are.
Ken from Hyde Park, you're on the list. See, Common Sport does get attention. A couple sandwiches short of a picnic. Oh, that's good. Hold on, I'm writing it down. It's taking me a while.
Can't you abbreviate?
I did. I wrote couple S-witches short picnic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, yeah, my grandma always used to say, go fry ice.
Go fry ice?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so weird.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't either, but I got told it for 26 years.
That's awesome.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Just Ted says, food bed and wet blanket. There has to be a joke there. Robin?
Somewhere. Go fry ice. What does that mean? What?
Dale on the comments board says, my wife said she was in a club and a guy came up to her and said, quote, has anyone ever told you that you're beautiful? Well, I'm not going to be the first.
That's so mean.
Knucklehead's a good one.
I do like knucklehead. That's really mean.
I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Knuckle sandwich is a good one.
Robin says all she can think of trying to put together food bed and wet blanket is mayo blanket.
Keep trying, Robin.
Richard says, I want to be a cloud. I want to be steel. The rainbow is my friend. Here comes Stevie Nicks' next record. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi. Hey, Ted.
Ew,
hi.
There's a bug in here.
I saw it.
I think I might have one, but I have to ask Michelle. I can't say the S word, right?
No.
Okay.
But you can just say S.
Yeah. So I was... I overheard, I was in a market, and I overheard a girl say to this guy, you know, you think you're hot S, but you're just cold diarrhea.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think
that's
so
gross. That's not funny, bro.
It's so gross.
It is gross, but I laughed.
Wait, someone on the comments board is saying that ice makes hot oil explode.
Does it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right, Ted. Sorry. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
I tried.
Go fry ice.
Oh, apparently the marmot is upset because he said a few sandwiches short of a picnic before Ken from Hyde Park.
How upset is he?
He's pretty upset. He said, give me proppers, Frangry. Marmot, what time did you say it? Because whoever said it first is on the list. So, Marmot, tell me what time you said it. I mean, I can't believe I have to deal with this. It's like having children. Jesus Christ.
He's very upset.
He was, like, copying and pasting comments. I mean, I'm a fair woman. I'll give it to whoever said it first. You guys fight amongst yourselves. 201-209-9368. We're looking at funny insults tonight. Hi, you're on the radio.
Siempre
trayendo maravillas.
What's up, Orlando? What's your funny insult?
My funny insult, well, I have two. but unfortunately, they're both in Spanish. I will translate. You guys are surely familiar with the expression malcriado, meaning badly raised.
Yes.
Which usually refers to people who have bad manners or are very mean or whatever the case may be. But the Colombians take it a step further. They use the insult malparido, which literally means badly birthed. And of course, you know, it's a very inaccurate insult because most people who would use it wouldn't know how you got born and wouldn't know if you had any trouble.
I like it.
I do too. I mean, it's
good.
Dark. And
it's like a step. It's like a step. Like someone who's malcriada. And she's not just malcriada. She's malparida.
No, malparida. That's just, it's, there's no helping her.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm into
it. Point. The other one is that, let's see how I'm going to get around this with the FCC.
Well,
nope.
We don't like it. We don't like it.
She would get really angry, would say that, she would say, tú te puedes ir a la mierda. And I always...
You can go to poop.
Yes, exactly. And I always, you know, that insult filled me with a bunch of, you know, kind of geeky questions like, where is this poop place and how much poop is in there? And who
doesn't it make sense in Spanish because...
Good enough to get
All right, Orlando, thanks for calling. That was good. Jesus, I can't. Hi, you're on the radio.
She said a bad word.
Hold on, ladies.
What's up?
I love the old ones. They're great. Like, the old-time ones. There's so many good ones. Like, Go Scratch and all those. Go do something. But when I was a kid, my dad used to call...
Can you say that?
I don't know.
I believed it.
I got another one. This one always stuck with me. When I was working construction a while back, years ago, and these two guys got in a fight. The white guy and a Brazilian guy. And I'm not going to say the word the white guy said. He called him a mother. And the Brazilian guy got all upset. He said... you don't put my mother in your mouth. And then he called him Cornudo Payaso, I think is what he said. And I asked him about it afterwards, and he said it meant he's a cuckolded clown, which I thought was a great insult. I don't know how much you can get better than that. Cuckolded clown.
That's good.
That's good.
All right, have a good one.
All right, keep it classy.
Keep
all right,
soft.
The marmot wins. He said it first.
Sorry, Dale.
No, was sorry, it? Ken from
sorry,
Hyde
Ken
Park.
Sorry, Ken from Hyde Park.
All right, so marmot, you're on the list. Jesus Christ. You can have ice cream, too.
201-209-9368. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, me too. It was really bothering me. Now, everyone go to your rooms.
No TV.
Yeah. Okay, Carmichael has my... favorite insult of all time.
Okay, what is it?
No S, Sherlock.
You love that one?
I love that one. Love it. It is my favorite. Anytime I can say it, I'm like so happy. I love that one.
Okay.
I don't know why, but
you
I
look happy
love
right
it.
Now.
I love it. It's so funny.
Isn't you like
and just
people...
saying it? It feels good. Like you idiot.
You love saying that.
Yeah.
But then people say, dig deeper, Watson.
Nobody's ever said that to
which
me, and if
I
they
hate.
Did, I would kick them in the face or the private part.
So dumb.
Whichever private part they may have. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
201-209-9368. I'll give it to you, Michelle. Your topic worked.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes your topics are a little hard to wrap my head around, and so I get a little afraid of them.
Yeah, you don't like my topics so much.
But when we do them, they work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I admitted it on the air.
Yes.
It's okay. I admit it.
Feels good.
Wait, here's one. Desiree Isis says, smooth move, X-Lax.
That's so embarrassing. So weird.
kind of like that one. Is it worth the list?
Smooth Move X-Lax? You could put it on there, but I don't know if it's a winner.
Well, I mean,
the list is long.
No S Sherlock, since it's my favorite, should be on there. Just
put it on there if it's your favorite.
Carmichael, you're on the list. I mean, there's so many. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. I had two insults that I thought were pretty good, and one of them was actually for Orlando, our Spanish speaker. Ugh. Are you familiar with the term, he is an ID 10 tango?
No, what is that?
He's a what?
ID 10 tango. Just write it out. ID 10, and then tango is just a T.
Oh, idiot.
Yeah. And the other one I had was...
You wrote it out, Frankie.
Some girl a long time ago said that...
I even put a period at the end.
Did it work?
Yeah, because I also just love writing the word idiot. It's very... I spell it when I text it to someone. I all caps with a space in between each letter.
You mean business.
Idiot. You're an idiot.
Do you often call people an idiot via text message?
Yes.
Oh.
Just one person? Yes. Anyway, go ahead, mister.
The other thing was a long time ago, a girl on the beach said, Robidagian appurtenage. I thought that was kind of classy.
What?
What?
Robidagian appurtenage. I had to actually look it up. And it's something to do, Robidagian, I guess, is out of Gulliver's Travels or something, Land of Giants. And, well, basically, it's just being a big jerk is what she was referring to.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Smarty pants.
No. Not really, just bored on the rush hour.
All right, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, ladies.
Have a good one.
What are you laughing at?
Shepard.
What are you laughing at?
Go play in traffic.
Who says that?
I don't know. Shepard said that. What is your malfunction?
I love what's your major malfunction.
That's what Robin said. Of course it was your favorite person who said it.
I love any insult from Heather's,
she said,
too.
What is your malfunction is my favorite insult question. Because there's a difference between the insult statement and the insult question.
I like, why are you pulling my D?
Because the insult...
I, like, F me gently with a chainsaw.
What's wrong with you?
They're all from Heather's.
Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I have two quick ones.
Okay.
Okay. First one is, you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Love it.
So
mean. Wish I could use that someday. And the next one is, I don't have the time or the crayons to explain it to you.
What's your name, buddy?
John from Jersey.
Don with a D?
No, John, J-O-N.
Oh, J with, okay, got it. Well, was it time or crayons?
To explain.
All right,
it.
You're on the list.
That's funny.
Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Cool.
Have a good one. You don't seem too excited. Okay, have a good one. I don't like giving it to the people who aren't like, awesome, thanks.
Maybe he was just trying to be cool.
I don't know.
We don't have very many t-shirts left.
He can get bent. Yeah, we need someone to volunteer to print our next round of t-shirts.
Or maybe Kavlicki will do it for free.
We're just throwing that out there. We could use some free t-shirts.
I'm poor.
Well, yeah, we can't pay for them.
201-209.
Robin said, damn, the crayons one.
The crayons one is good.
Oh, here's one. Why don't you slip into something more comfortable, like a coma? Bevo said that one.
Like a coma.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got to follow the crayon guy. How do you top that, right?
You don't, buddy.
I got one. I'm not even sure what it means. My uncle used to say it. It's fun to say, though. Say, don't be a jabroni.
I don't know what it means, but I like it. And I imagine, like, a dude with a heavy accent saying it.
You jabroni.
Yeah, I'm into it. What a jabroni.
Yeah, that, he always called us chuckleheads.
I like that.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? I got two quick ones. Dripping with sarcasm, you call someone a genius when they've done something stupid.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that is a classic.
And then the other one is just butt munch.
I like your classic better. I like your classic. You should stick to your classic move.
Genius.
All right. I'll follow your advice.
All right. Have a good one.
Butt munch.
I think it's funny.
That was good.
It's very Robin, Beavis and Butthead.
Robin says, is this all Philly and Jersey people? Oh, here's a good one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Peanut says, let's play horse. I'll be the front part. You just be yourself.
That's cute.
Oh, man. Killing me. Oh, my face hurts.
This was a good topic.
Yeah, you win. Maybe you're better at it than I am.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe I'm, like, burnt out, like, dried out, like an old lady on topics.
I don't think you're dried out.
I think I might be.
You're wet with topics.
Oh, yeah. Get bent. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Oh. My favorite one is just telling people to pull their head out of their ass.
That's pretty good, actually. All right, have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Carmichael says, from Annie Hall, been good talking to you, but I have an appointment on planet Earth. I'm going to be laughing all night at this. Like, I honestly don't think I'm going to stop. Like, all night I'm going to be like, oh, what was the one with the jabroni?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that racist or something?
I just can't take it. Robin says, the shows in which we try to crack up Frankie and Michelle are the best ones.
Ah, that's sweet.
That should be every show. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how about two quick ones? You're talking to somebody and you say, your elevator don't go all the way to the top. Or, hey, buddy, you're nothing more than a mental midget.
No, those are stupid.
I like mental midget.
All right, take care, ladies.
Have a good one. Weekend. I'd explain to him why those suck, but I don't have enough time or crayons.
Oh, damn!
Snap, girl! What's up? You're feeling it, right?
I just like it that it's making you so happy.
I mean, they're pretty good. I'm going to start using all of these. I mean, I'm just warning everyone I know. Whew. I can't take it.
10 more minutes. Who's winning? Should we narrow it down?
I can't.
Oh, okay.
I can't breathe. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey. I wasn't expecting you to pick up.
It happens.
I got two good ones.
Let's hear them.
First one happened, I was actually in Hong Kong, and I ran into this guy that I had not seen in years. And he was like, what are you up to? And I said, I'm going to the Philippines with my girlfriend. And he's like, you're taking your girlfriend to the Philippines? I was like, yeah. He's like, dude, that is like taking a ham sandwich to a banquet.
Oh, my God. That is so offensive.
That's awesome.
How do you think that's awesome?
That's so messed up.
You're a feminist.
I know. It's so messed up. It's funny.
I'm not laughing. I'm very serious. You know what, mister? Get bent.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
You're so weird right now.
I'm having a good time. I'm fun, Frangry. Isn't it better than the one we had last week?
Yep.
Call us at 201-20.
That's like bringing a ham sandwich to a banquet.
I can't finish the phone number.
201-209-9368. Are you really having so much fun? Or are you faking
no,
it?
No, I'm really having this much fun.
Wow. It will be fun to go home and read the comments boards in my bed.
Oh, yeah, these are good. Are you trying to be boring? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, great show tonight.
Thank you.
I want the meetup to be in New Jersey or I'll use an insult on you.
We'll see.
It might be.
And a long time ago, a friend of mine used to mix up two different commercials and also a politically incorrect word. to say to somebody who was all upset about nothing, he'd say, take a Bromo, homo, and wake up feeling yourself tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
Hmm.
See you soon in Jersey. Have a good one.
The meetup will not be in Jersey.
It might be.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You know what? For the meetup, you should have Nick the Bard portray Michelle.
Listen.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to come to the meetup if Michelle's not there.
I don't think that's
Michelle
true.
I've seen Michelle at a meetup before. She's not Michelle.
Well, that's true. She's not Michelle. She's someone else. But she's still, people still want to see her in real life, even if she's like in another room through a glass door.
Nick can put you can put together a costume with Nick. You can do makeup on him, hair, the whole nine yards.
Nobody's going to come if it's just me.
That's not true.
Just bill it as Michelle and Fran Green. See if they can help tell the difference. Anyway, Joe Pesci was in this movie. I have no idea which one it was, but he calls this guy a half a sissy. And it's like, yeah, get away from me, you half a sissy.
You're not a full sissy. You're a half a sissy.
And for the kids, you call them a filthy, stinking moo cow.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm not me. You are.
I don't talk to kids.
Well, it works.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, all right, I got three for you.
All right.
Make them quick.
All right, this one is from a TV show, probably a little before your time. Up your nose with the rubber hose.
Love it.
It's from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah, I know it.
All right, and then my grandfather used to say, what happened? Did you fall on your head when you was a baby?
Yep, what else?
And this one is Yiddish. What are you, Meshuggah?
Yeah, fantastic. Have a good one. Sucked. Hi, you're on the radio.
Harsh critic.
That's right, I'm just practicing.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your insult?
Oh, suck an egg.
Yeah.
Banana head. How's that?
Yeah, fantastic. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Great show tonight. Awesome topic.
Thank you.
Has anybody gone old school Mel's Diner and said, Mel, kiss my grits?
No.
Kiss my grits is good.
All right. And I got another one for you. Often I walk away from people just saying, yeah, whatever creams your Twinkie, as long as it doesn't
get
on me.
No, that's dirty.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's the ham sandwich guy.
Hi.
I got another one for you guys.
All right. Wait, we don't take repeat callers.
Well, you're going to like this one anyway.
All right, we'll make it quick.
All right. This is from my friend Nora telling me this. She was in a bodega in Brooklyn, and these two ladies were having a heated argument, and it was getting even more and more heated. And one lady was like, don't make me put down my baby. And I now use that with my kids all the time. But I'm amazed that it hasn't caught on into...
I love that.
...common lingo. Don't make me put down my baby.
Wait, you say it to your kids?
Yeah, now they say it back to me sometimes. Like,
so cute.
They're goofing around trying to tell me they're mad at me, and they're like, don't make me put down my baby.
That's so cute.
What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Ah, excellent.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks. Bye.
I'm never going to be able to choose between that one and the crayons.
You're going to have to. We only have like 3 minutes left.
No, we have like five.
No, we don't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
What's up?
Good. Yeah, I'm just sitting on my...
Hey, are you kidding
me right now? Why you got to do that, man?
Hang up on him.
He was too... And he hung up himself.
What? I hope I got that.
Of course you got it. You dumped it the second he said it. It's fine. Relax.
That was awful.
Men.
Ugh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. How's it going?
What's up? What's your insult? You only have a few seconds.
This show sucks.
Thanks. I like that he was on Siri. Did you hear her? Like, ta-dung.
I didn't hear that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Did your mama have any kids that weren't retarded?
Oh, snap.
That's not nice.
He's not saying it to us. It's an insult.
I know, and it's not nice.
None of them. never nice. That's why they're all
that
insults.
That should have been the format. People should have called you guys up and sent them to you.
I love him.
All right, have a good one. I miss you, buddy.
Oh, I love that guy's voice.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
No, how am I going to decide between these two?
Okay, decide. What are they again?
John with, I don't have enough time or crayons to explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Andy with, don't make me put down my baby. They're both so good. Can I give them to both of them? Because
yeah.
They're very different.
Yeah, they're very different. Two winners.
Fine, two. I can do whatever I want, right?
Yep. You could take another call, too.
They can get bent. My show, my rules. John and Andy, send me your t-shirt sizes and mailing addresses to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Do you want to take one more call?
All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, do you remember that scene in The Breakfast Club where Judd Nelson's got his middle finger, like, pointed towards the ground, and then he brings it up around and he says, can you hear me? You want me to turn it up?
Yes. How could you forget that scene?
Come on, did that win? That was awesome.
No,
no, it didn't win. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
Goodbye.
All right, that's the show. We'll be back next week. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9. And online at WFMU.org. Don't make me put
Don't
down my baby.
Don't make me put down my baby.
Good night. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Ice cream too.
Glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, me too. It was really bothering. Now everyone go to your room.
No TV.
No TV.
Yeah,
yeah. Love it. Love it. It's my favorite. Anytime
TV.
I
TV.
Yeah. Me too. It was really bothering. Now everyone go to your room.
No TV.
No TV.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. It's my favorite. Anytime I can say it. Love it. Love it. Ever said that to me, and if they did, I would kick them in the face or the private part.
So dumb.
Private part.
So dumb.
Private part.
Bunches and bunches, punches is thrown into your frontless. Oodles and noodles, bang bullets at suckers' noodles. Last album, Voodoo, proved that we was brutal. Brutal, I'm talking crazy, half past the clock is cuckoo. You rappers doodle, babies, just crazy boo-boo. I'm talking voodoo, massa musa, my money buku. My beats is banging, what you rapping, who produced you? I slap the snap, take what you got and run the juice you. You itsy bitsy, furry frightened and freaking sickly. A little prickly, on display for winter swimming. Look at these kitties, Mike, I'm a rat-a-tat-a for living. I deal in dirty work, do the deed and the dash. Ditch em. I'll land a hammer that's stuck in a fist and gun position. We run a brand where the structure's the number one commitment. It's all a joke between mom contractions and coffin fitted. So we disappear in the smoke like we're magicians. No hocus pocus, you simple suckers deserve the notice. Top of the morning, my fist to your face is folges. We might be giants, standing on little dandy shoulders. You perfect proverbial pansy panty holders. I Jake the Snake up, DDT him in mausoleums. Macabre massacres, killing stuff in my coliseum. They all actors, giving top and back of a BM. I fall back if the casting calls an ending in sin. Come on. On the foulers, no need for any evaluations.
I'm a father, so Johnson and Jimmy spraying faces. Any kind of the sacred will get to face it. Like any time a murder gets replacing. Face it, the fellows at the top are likely rapists. But you like mellow out, man, just relax. It's really not that complicated. Well, part of me, I guess I'm just as sane as you explain it. Or maybe sanctifying the sadistic is deranged.
This run the juices, murder, mayhem, melodic music. Psychotic use it to lose it. Junkies simply abuse it. That's worth the filler. See my Hoffman, I'm pushing coffin. I probably smell like a pound when they put me in a coffin. The gates of hell, I'm pugnaciously pacing, waiting. I give a f if I'm late, tell Satan be patient. But I ain't here for durations, I'm just taking vacations. And tell them f them, I never loved them in salutations.
The fans wanna know who I am, well fam listen, I'ma stay hungry, I was born on Thanksgiving. Broke the hourglass from that Alcatraz prison. Mama water burst, I emerged from San Quentin. 9 month bid, the kid already got a P.O. G.O. They peeping me cause I'm his E.O. Heaven's gate open, here's your folk hero. Winter season freezing, it was so below zero. God threw me in that cold world, no free throw. Cause I owe him my soul and the church need De Niro. Mars from the BX, pops from Manhattan. Hoboken is where they met, but J.C., that's where it happened. Puerto Rican sea, can you read between the lines? Look into my eyes and see all of mankind. Three kings died, they souls now combined. Red, black, and white, I'm baby Jesus of this time. Fast forward, now it's Cray, I'm Jesus in his prime. Now 33, but 34 was crucified, but I survived. My pops did quick, no, he couldn't take the pressure. Disappeared, I think he working for Odessa. Mom moved on and she rocked them college lectures. I dedicate this on the kids who kill their child molesters. If you with me, say it with me now. Yeah, yeah. If you against me, say it to my semi. Yeah, yeah. A young C born alone, see one parent was transparent. Virtual adult raised by my grandparents. Grandfather alcoholic, water was his cardiac. Grandmama 2 words away from a heart attack. Died of cardiac arrest, Hilda was my teacher. Always kept me on my toes, no ballerina. She said, son, you better watch for them rabid beavers. Cause they eat your wood and they don't give a damn about a dreamer. She dropped jewels like friends are just dollars in your pockets. And watch for the cops, they gon' kill you, you a prophet. I didn't understand then, no cautionary fables. Realized when I saw her corpse on that mortuary table. My best friend died with that knife in his chest. By his wife while he slept, so that knife in his chest is this mic I possess. My cousin died high with that needle in her arm, so that needle in her arm is this eagle that I pawn gunning. We in Vietnam thumping when you seeing me perform something. Even FEMA be alone, coming my soldiers die. They close my eyes and rest in peace, my homie. Screw shot close range for rope chain by no name in open view. So many died close to you, yet my time is overdue. Met up with my brother Tech, lost a brother, found a brother. Show son enough respect, told me it was destined. 10 years later, CF's here, ascension.
Somebody she could take care of. And right then is where we paired up. Pull a chair up and make a space for yourself. You should taste what I felt. It's probable that those on the bottom gonna hold you accountable. It's lonely at the top and it's also hostile. Everybody got their own course full of obstacles. Don't let your heart grow cold like a popsicle. She says she wants someone to treat her as an equal. And right then we started speeding towards Reno. Burning rubber in a burgundy regal. Fly like a dove, then dive like an eagle. I'm a 70 deuce, that year was a classic. Buzz got loose, and we here trying to catch it. She said that she was unimpressed. That's when I stood up and did the Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah.
She needed a place to feel free. And right then we started building a team, trying to make a better perfect, a little purpose. The only thing for certain is the sleep disturbance. But ever since people started measuring time, we've been looking for an easy way to settle our mind. Take a load off, or take your clothes off, or shut your eyes and roll straight for the roadblock. She say she needed something that she could blame, and right then is when I offered my name. It's the only thing I got that'll always remain, so I'ma share it with you so you can complain too. She say she wanna find a cure for death. I know she meant that in the purest sense, but when I finally die, put on your Sunday best and throw your hands in the sky like Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands up like you give a damn and a put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You need to prove nothing to me. Time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe. You need to prove nothing to me. The time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe.
Ayo, the concrete labyrinth is keeping me captive, hyperactive. I saunter through the cold city, no goals for the